KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An economist has described Donald Trump's threats to impose 100% tariffs on BRICS countries as an overreaction. The president-elect warned that the members of the group, which includes South Africa, would face punishment if they tried to replace the dollar as global reserve currency. At the BRICS summit in Russia last month, the countries discussed boosting non-dollar transactions and strengthening local currencies. Economist Azar Jamin says even if the BRICS countries pursue a new currency, it'll have little detrimental effect on the U.S. economy.
If you look at the level of reserves held by most countries, 59% of them are in U.S. dollars, another 20% in euros, and it's going to take a long, long time for the American economy to decline in size relative to the rest of the world to a point that is sufficient to enable and justify moving to a different currency base.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has responded to Trump's warning that South Africa will facilitate diplomatic talks with the incoming president. The family of a missing Durban man is calling on the community for help. Andrew Bugram hasn't been seen since last week when he was in Newlands West. The 49-year-old never returned after leaving home in his car. Dawn Gounden, who's with Renegade Search and Rescue, has been speaking on behalf of the family.
Andrew does have children. He does have a wife as well as siblings. They are very traumatized by this ordeal because it's days now and they have no communication or contact that was made by him, nor were there any sightings of his vehicle.
A missing person docket has been opened for investigation. A local temple priest has been found dead in a storage container. Investigations are underway after devotees discovered the 59-year-old's body in Phoenix yesterday. Gareth Naidu, who's with KZN VIP, says he'd suffered multiple stab wounds.
The discovery was made by temple members and they immediately alerted law enforcement and other emergency services. Sadly, nothing could be done to save the priest's life and he was declared deceased by KZN VIP. Circumstances leading up to the incident cannot be confirmed at this stage, pending SAPS investigation.
Meanwhile, detectives are investigating the motive behind the murder of a woman in Verulam. The 22-year-old's body was discovered in Canelands over the weekend. Here's SAP spokesperson for KZN, Robert Nechunda.
When police responded to the crime scene, the deceased was found lying between the shacks with multiple stab wounds. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage.
And police in England and Wales will be able to reveal the identity of online stalkers under new right-to-know powers. The government has announced new measures aimed at giving victims better protection and cracking down on the crime. Official figures suggest 1 in 7 people aged 16 and over have been targeted at least once. A recap of our lead story. An economist has described Donald Trump's threats to impose 100% tariffs on BRICS countries as an overreaction. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.